Before them now, the skyline of old Florence poked above the trees, visible directly ahead in the distance. She saw the red-tiled cupola of the Duomo and the green, red, and white spire of Giotto's bell tower. For an instant, she could also make out the crenellated spire of the Palazzo Vecchio, their seemingly impossible destination. But as they descended the pathway, the high perimeter walls blotted out the view, engulfing them again. By the time they reached the bottom of the hill, Sienna was out of breath and wondering if Langdon had any idea where they were going. The path led directly into a maze garden, but Langdon confidently turned left into a wide gravel patio, which he skirted, staying behind a hedge in the shadows of the overhanging trees. The patio was deserted, more of an employee parking lot than a tourist area.
"Where are we going?"
Sienna finally asked, breathless. "Almost there."
"Almost where?"
The entire patio was enclosed by walls that were at least 3 stories tall. The only exit Sienna saw was a vehicle gateway on the left, which was sealed by a massive wrought iron grate that looked like it dated back to the original palace in the days of marauding armies. Beyond the barricade, she could see police gathered in the Piazza dei Pitti. Staying along the perimeter vegetation, Langdon pushed onward, heading directly for the wall in front of them. Sienna scanned the sheer face for any open doorway, but all she saw was a niche containing what had to be the most hideous statue she had ever seen.
Good God, the Medici could afford any artwork on earth and they chose this?
The statue before them depicted an obese, naked dwarf straddling a giant turtle. The dwarf's testicles were squashed against the turtle's shell, and the turtle's mouth was dribbling water, as if he were ill. "I know," Langdon said, without breaking stride. "That's Braccio di Bartolo, a famous court dwarf. If you ask me, they should put him out back in the giant bathtub." Langdon turned sharply to his right, heading down a set of stairs that Sienna had been unable to see until now.
"A way out?"
The flash of hope was short-lived. As she turned the corner and headed down the stairs behind Langdon, she realized they were dashing into a dead end, a cul-de-sac whose walls were twice as high as the others. Furthermore, Sienna now sensed that their long journey was about to terminate at the mouth of a gaping cavern, a deep grotto carved out of the rear wall.
"This can't be where he's taking us."
Over the cave's yawning entrance, dagger-like stalactites loomed portentously. In the cavity beyond, oozing geological features twisted and dripped down the walls as if the stone were melting, morphing into shapes that included, to Sienna's alarm, half-buried humanoids extruding from the walls as if being consumed by the stone. The entire vision reminded Sienna of something out of Botticelli's Mappa dell'Inferno. Langdon, for some reason, seemed unfazed and continued running directly toward the cave's entrance. He'd made a comment earlier about Vatican City, but Sienna was fairly certain there were no freakish caverns inside the walls of the Holy See. As they drew nearer, Sienna's eyes moved to the sprawling entablature above the entrance, a ghostly compilation of stalactites and nebulous stone extrusions that seemed to be engulfing 2 reclining women, who were flanked by a shield embedded with 6 balls, or pale, the famed crest of the Medici. Langdon suddenly cut to his left, away from the entrance and toward a feature Sienna had previously missed, a small gray door to the left of the cavern. Weathered and wooden, it appeared of little significance, like a storage closet or room for landscaping supplies. Langdon rushed to the door, clearly hoping he could open it, but the door had no handle, only a brass keyhole, and apparently could be opened only from within.
Damn it!
Langdon's eyes now shone with concern, his earlier hopefulness all but erased.
I had hoped.
Without warning, the piercing whine of the drone echoed loudly off the high walls around them. Sienna turned to see the drone rising up over the palace and clawing its way in their direction. Langdon clearly saw it, too, because he grabbed Sienna's hand and dashed toward the cavern. They ducked out of sight in the nick of time beneath the grotto's stalactite overhang.
A fitting end, she thought, dashing through the gates of hell.